Hey everybody, this is Eric and welcome to a brand new episode of Japan Top 10. Haven't gotten to do one of these top 10 episodes in a while, and I'm very excited to bring you this one in particular because it's the final episode in our April Listener Appreciation Month. Normally, this would be a bonus top 10 reserved for only our Patreon Premium Star and Platinum listeners, but as part of our Listener Appreciation Month, we are releasing it for everyone. Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club and get a bonus top 10 episode once every other month. Thank you to our listeners who submitted a song request for this month, and we have included them in the extra songs portion of this episode after the top 10 songs have been featured. As a reminder, all listeners have access to the extra songs section on this top 10 episode as part of our Listener Appreciation Month. We would also just like to quickly remind all of our listeners that if you love what we do, we are always looking for great volunteers to join our podcast. Find out more information on how to apply at our website at jtop10.jp. New in our countdown at number 10, it's Bish with Tomorrow.
Number 10.
Bish is known as the Japanese punk band with no instruments. The song is the theme for the third season of the TV anime series Kingdom, which will cover the manga's Alliance arc, known for having the biggest fight in Kingdom. Kingdom is a manga series set in ancient China, written and illustrated by Yasuhisa Hara. It was serialized in Weekly Shonen Jump since January 2006, and it has sold over 47 million copies and received a live-action film adaptation. BiSH member Sento Chihiro Chikchi stated, "We are truly honored to be responsible for the opening theme for Kingdom, an anime series loved by the world and overflowing with charm. We as a group are energized by the growth of the characters. They are strong and noble, with no friends or allies, but with rich personalities. Although the times we and they live in are different, we are warriors who rush forward recklessly in order to survive." Also new in our countdown at number 9, it's Straight Na with the song Graffiti.
Number 9.
Love.
This alternative rock band started out as a duo in 1998 and started live activities in Shibuya. They released their first indie single, Senchi no Shikabane no Machi, on July 25th, 2000, followed by their first indie mini-album, Straighten It Up, a month later. The band established an independent label named Ghost Records in 2002. The band's lineup is completed by Jun Oyama on guitar and Hidekazu Hinata on bass, who played for the band in 2003, though officially joined in 2004. Last year, they played their 21st anniversary Rock Band Live at the Makuhari Event Hall. At number 8, it's Rad Wimps with a new song for our countdown. It's Neko Jarashi.
Number 8.
この言葉ばかりに頼り切った日々が名もない世界の鍵を閉めたんだ。明日の意味や色さえ三秒で変わり続けるこんな僕なのに、いざ僕らで行こうぜ、はじめましての今日へ。ドレスコードは君も知らない、君だけさ、僕らで行こうよ。半径僕と君の間に何個またらしい今日描いてみようか。騒ぎ立てるほど不幸じゃない毎日と、聖者になれるほど幸福じゃない毎日を、ある朝ラムに笑われた気がした。シャワーの音に哀れまれた気がした。いつか僕らで行こうぜ、君仲へ行こうぜ。名前なんて一つもついていないもんで、できた世界へ何百回だって、いっそ何万回だって、はじめましてのただいま帰りを言い合おうよ。触れるくらいの幸せ抱っこして、背負えるくらいの悲しみおんぶして、歩き続けてく日々でもたまに、名もない世界の鍵を開けようよ。いざ僕らで行こうぜ、はじめましての今日へ。ドレスコードは君も知らない、君だけさ、僕らで行こうよ。半径僕と君の間に何個またらしい今日描いてみようか。遥か遠くの彼方ばかりに憧れは向かってゆくけど、それでも僕はあなたっていう光だ。放射状に放つ重力に引っ張られて今日もいるよ。君の横に僕は。
The band's new song promotion idea was a little different to their previous releases. With everything going on in the world, the band decided that spreading a little happiness was the best idea. They asked fans to create cover art using a template frame and an image of something that encapsulates the idea of simple happiness for them. Things such as everyday breakfast, favorite coffee, sleeping faces of kids, spending time with your cat, favorite shoes, warmth of your bed, etc. These were posted on social media with the possibility to be included in the official video for the song. At number 7, it's Uru with another new song. It's Anata ga Iru Koto de.
Number 7.
Thank you. いられるように、あなたがいることでどんな明日も歩いてゆける光になるから、星が見えない孤独な夜でも信じられる、
This is from Uru's second album, Orion Blue. It's also the theme for the popular TBS Sunday crime drama, Tetsuusu no Fune, based on the manga of the same name. Uru commented, "When I heard about this story, I read the original immediately and was drawn to the fun of the story's development. But at the same time, I wondered what kind of song would be suitable for it. I searched for the right words to sing to convey the emotions of the people who were in this situation. I tried to imagine myself in a similar situation. I hope this song will represent a desire to keep important people happy, regardless of their relationship, such as someone's family, lover, or friends." Uru has released a premium studio live version of this song on her official YouTube channel. At number 6, it's Kobukuro with Satsugyo.
Number 6.
あの日からどれだけの時をここで重ねてきただろう、着慣れない服を着て並んでいた広いこの教室、3月の川沿いを結ぶ白いアーチ濡らす天気雨、あの日より少し寒いような旅立ちの朝、にぎやかな黒板、迷い立ち止まる時はあなたがくれた言葉を握りしめて、今消えてゆくこの風景をいつまでも思い出せるように焼き付けようとしても、喧嘩の訳が君の優しさだったと気づけなかった、あの日の涙、分厚いアルバムだけ抱えこの部屋を出て行くよ、何一つ置いて行かないね、何度も取りに帰るものがある、少し先を走る風のような君の背中に追いつけないまま、今消えてゆくこの風景をいつまでも思い出せるように焼
Sotsugyo is Kobukuro's 31st single and was released by Warner Music Japan. Kobukuro are a folk-pop duo consisting of Shunsuke Kuroda and Kentaro Kobuchi, who first met on a Sakai shopping street in May 1998. Sotsugyo was the first CD in 1 year and 4 months since the previous release of Kaze no Mitsumete, which was included on the duo's 20th anniversary best-of album, All Time Best 1998-2018. And used as the theme song for TV Tokyo's 55th anniversary and the drama Harassment Game. Still hanging on at number 5, it's Lisa with Grenje.
Number 5.
ばる心震える手は掴みたいものがある。それだけ。
This is the 15th single released by Lisa. The title track was used as the opening theme for the anime Kimetsu no Yaiba, or Demon Slayer, here in the States. And it will be receiving a Battle Royale-style mobile and PS4 action game sometime in 2021. Since the single's release, Lisa has also released Unlasting, married fellow voice actor and singer Tatsuhisa Suzuki, and hosted a live stream performance of requested songs on her official YouTube account. She has been busy. Down one spot at number 4, it's Official Hige Dandyism with I Love.
Number 4.
から変わり果てた世界はいつもそつなくこなした日々の真ん中不思議な引力に逆らえず崩れてく I love なんて言いかけてはやめて I love I love 何度も
その合間に君がくれたプレゼントはこのやけに優しい世界だ
This is from the debut major album Traveler. I Love is the group's fourth single. Their new song Parabola is used in the commercial for the 2020 Kalpis Water campaign. You may know Kalpis Water as the water that all Japanese YouTubers like to introduce to foreign audiences. At number 3, new on the countdown, it's Kin Hirai featuring Aimyon with Kaibutsu-san.
Number 3. This is a collaboration between the two artists who Kin praised Aimyon during a radio appearance in 2017. The two have since made special appearances during each other's tours, and this song was arranged by Tomi Yo. Ken is celebrating his 25th anniversary, having debuted in May 1995 with the single Precious Junk. Kaibutsu-san roughly means Miss Monster in English and describes the frustrations and ambivalence and longings of an unrequited crush from a woman's point of view, culminating in a chorus that wishes negative feelings, as well as the person feeling them, would disappear. Up two spots at number two, it's Wanima with Haru wo Mate.
Number two.
Haru wo Mate, furue nagara.
Wanima recorded and released the song, previously only performed live during their tour, immediately after the announcement of the band's cancellation of Kominacha Tour 2019-2020. Wanima was one of the first major label J-pop groups directly affected by the coronavirus outbreak in Japan. One of the first reported cases was a fan who attended the band's early February concert in Fukuoka. While the name of the band wasn't specified in the initial reports, the trio later confirmed that the concert had been theirs, and canceled a number of upcoming dates in Fukui, Ehime, and Saitama Super Arena to ensure fans' safety. The cover art was designed by the team at fashion brand Lefla, which had supported the band since its beginning. Hanging on to the number one spot, it's Mr. Children with Birthday.
Number one.
しばらくして気づいたんだ本物だって熱くなって冷やかしてどちらかってシャボン玉が食らったように弾けて消えんじゃないそう思って加速度を緩めてきた君にだって二つのちっちゃい牙があって一つは過去一つは未来に噛みつきゃいい歴史なんかを学ぶより解き明かさなくちゃな逃げも隠れもできる今を It's my birthday
Birthday is the theme to the 40th Doraemon movie, Doraemon Nobita no Shinkyoku. The band's song, The Song of Praise, has been selected as the theme for Nippon Television's morning information program, ZIP, starting from March 30th, 2020. The band released a live video, Mr. Children Dome and Stadium Tour 2017 Thanksgiving 25, on Mr. Children's official YouTube channel to allow some classic songs to bring comfort to fans around the world. Alright y'all, this wouldn't be Listener Appreciation Month without asking you, the listener, to give us your songs to request for this episode. Here's a song request from the 1990s. This is for Mikhail M. It's Takashi Soramachi with Poison. Takashi Soramachi is a singer and actor known for playing the assassin O, the best hitman in Asia, in Hong Kong's strange action comedy film that plays around with flashbacks and points of view called Full-Time Killer. He also played Ekichi Onozuka in the 1998 live-action adaptation of the popular manga series GTO, Great Teacher Onozuka. The singer married actress Nanako Matsushima. He co-starred with her in Great Teacher Onozuka, and she's also known for her role in the horror film Ring. Going further back to the 1980s, here's a flashback brought to you from Skylar. It's Takako Okamura with Today. Today was included on the album Soleil from 1988. Takako Okamura debuted in 1982 as a part of the folk duo Aimin with the single Matsuwa. The duo disbanded in 1984 and Okamura started a successful solo career in 1985. By 2006, she had released 15 original albums and 30 singles. She reformed the duo in 2007 for its 25th anniversary. Our Listener Appreciation Month might be over, but in the coming weeks, we'll be doing a very fun and easy-to-participate contest with a great prize for all of our listeners who are being safe and staying in their homes. We will release more details on this contest in the coming weeks, so stay tuned. Our annual listener survey will also be coming out soon, so stay tuned for that as well. Our audio editor, Johnson, has selected Mrs. Green Apple as our May Artist of the Month episode. Our new host, Haru, will give you all the info about this band in a few days from now. My name's Eric. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today and listening to all these amazing new songs. I hope everyone's staying safe out there. Keep your heads up, and we'll see you next time on Japan Top 10.
Japan Top 10.